and we're ready to swap now. Calculation began to replace caution. I would have bet a handsome sum he was assessing his chances of murdering us in our sleep, so he would not have to keep his side of the bargain. It would be, perhaps, a less elegant solution than mass murder, Narayan. But why not just do the deal the way we agreed? I shivered. The temple seemed to be getting colder, if that was possible. In fact, I'll give you a bonus. Once you hand over the key, you can go. Away. Free. As long as you vow not to screw with the Black Company anymore. A vow he would make in an instant, I was sure. Such vows being worth the bark they are written on when they spring from the mouths of deceivers. Kina would not expect him to keep faith with an unbeliever.
A truly generous offer, analyst.
Singh replied, suspiciously.
Let me sleep on it.
By all means. I snapped my fingers. Iqbal and Runmust broke out the shackles. Put the goat bells on him tonight, too. We had several of those, to go with the several goats. Once attached to Narayan's shackles, they made a racket whenever he moved. He was a stealth master, but not master enough to keep the bells from betraying him. But don't be surprised if I don't feel as generous when light and warmth return to the world. Darkness always comes, but the sun also rises. I had my blanket around me already. I pulled it tighter and lay down, squirmed a little in a vain attempt to get comfortable, then fell into the sort of evil, haunted dreams apparently experienced by anyone who passes the night in the Grove of Doom. I was aware that I was dreaming, and I was familiar with the dreamscapes, though I had never visited them myself. Both Lady and Mergen had written about them. The visual elements did not trouble me terribly, but nothing had prepared me for the stench, which was the stink of 1,000-week-old battlefields. Worse than any stench I remembered from the Siege of Jaekur, countless crows had come to banquet there. After a while, I began to feel another presence, far off but approaching, and I was afraid, not wanting to come face to face with Narayan's dreadful goddess. I wanted to run, but did not know how. Mergen had drawn upon years of experience when he eluded Kina. Then I realized I was not being stalked. This presence was not inimical. In fact, it was more aware of me than I of it. It was amused by my discomfort. Mergen?
"'Tis I, my apprentice. I thought you'd dream here tonight. I was right. I like being right. It's one of the joys of bachelorhood. I had forgotten until I became a haunt.
I don't think Sara would appreciate—"
"Of course not. Forget that. I don't have time. There are things you should know, and I won't be able to reach you again directly until you enter the dark roads on the glittering plain. Listen."
I listened. Life in Taglios was proceeding normally. The scandal at the Royal Library and disappearance of the chief librarian had been played into a major distraction by the Protector. Soulcatcher was more interested in consolidating her position than in rooting out remnants of the Black Company. After all these years, she still did not take us as seriously as